It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent.
Wisconsin polka and baseball fans recognize this song. It's the Beer Barrel Polka, which plays during the seventh inning stretch at Brewers games.
The version we're listening to was recorded by a local musician who created an entire album of original country, bluegrass, and rockabilly songs dedicated to his favorite baseball team.
Nate Gibson is an archivist and musician based in Madison and performs with Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. His brand new album is called Fear the Beer, a musical salute to the Milwaukee Brewers.
The album came out Friday. He joined us in the studio last week as he was gearing up for the big release.
Okay, a lot of Brewers fans excited about this season with good reason. You're taking it a step further here, recording not a song or two songs, an album dedicated to the Brewers. What sparked this for you?
That's right. I'm familiar with a lot of those songs about the Brewers from the 80s. There was Brewer Fever or Turning Up the Heat, Brewers Have It All, Brewers All the Way. And I thought there hasn't been a lot of songs recently about the Brewers. And I'm a country musician, and I host a classic country music show. And I started looking into all the connections between country music and the Brewers, and I got a little carried away. But, you know, Charlie Pride was an honorary Brewer, and I found these postcards of him at Brewer spring training in 71, 72, and 73, and I was kind of floored by that. And then I just started making all these connections. Hank the dog was the Brewers mascot for a while, and I thought, well, Hank is a popular country name. I can certainly work with that. And the AAA team is in Nashville, and so there's all these connections.
I think there's a country music connection there,
right? There's a country music connection to Nashville. And I just was kind of floored by a lot of the country connection. They have country night all the time. We were just at the game the other day. When Brandon Woodruff comes in, he's coming into, Luke Bryan. Cody Jinks is Koenig's walk-up. Johnny Cash is used for Andrew Vaughn's walk-up. And I started thinking, wow, there's a lot of country here. What if I wrote a country song about the Brewers? And after I wrote one, I thought I could probably do two. And then I told my wife that night, I bet I could do a whole album. And she challenged me to do it.
And you are on the clock here, right? They got the pitch clock now. Well, you're trying to get this done in a timely fashion for a Brewers playoff run. When did you start? What is the time pressure here?
Oh, yeah, that was about a month ago that I said that. And I said, what if I wrote an entire album and I recorded them and we mixed them and we got it out before the playoffs started? And she definitely thought that was a ludicrous idea.
Yeah. For people not familiar with how music recording generally works, 1 month for an album is not generally how it's done.
Right, at least from writing. And every other project, this is maybe my ninth album that I've made. I've gone to studios and I've had full bands, and you rehearse for a long time and you make sure it's ready and you spend a long time mixing. This is a bedroom project that I just, because the only person I met who said, "That's a good idea." The only one was my nephew, Ethan, who fronts a heavy metal band and is an amazing engineer, live audio engineer. And he said, "We could probably do that and I could help you." And I just thought, well, if Ethan's going to help me, I love this kid. And I've been making records since before he was born, but he knows all how to make a record quickly, and he's brilliant. So I said, let's do this.
And you brought in some other Wisconsin musicians, I'm assuming Brewers fans, or not anti-Brewers, if they're on the album.
That's right.
What was it like putting together a team on short notice?
It was very difficult. But the reason I make music is to be involved in a project with people I care about and really admire and appreciate. That's always been the goal of making music. So to get Art Stevenson playing harmonica, he co-hosts Back to the Country with me, and he's singing harmony vocals with me. And to get Andrew Harrison, who plays in my band, the Stardazers, with me, to get him to play guitar on it was a thrill. Randy Finley is an amazing fiddle player. This is the first time we got to work together. But what it required of every one of those individuals is a last-minute, "Hey, I'm on a tight timeline. I have to get this done by tomorrow. Can you record parts today at 4 o'clock? Can you come over and do this?" And everybody said yes.
You know, one curse sometimes of recording music is people overthink it. You probably beat that curse on this one.
I definitely didn't overthink it. It's a 100% rush job. But the thing that I think this project has that those 80s Brewers songs didn't have, though they inspired me, they seemed somewhat generic. Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are. You could replace the word brewer and put Pac-Man. It could be Pac-Man fever. It could be Campbell's soup fever. It's very generic. But I think my songs, I really like them, and I think they're very unique to not just the Brewers and this season, but their country music connections.
Well, and like a lot of country music, it's a storytelling genre, a lot of country and the related genres. And each of your songs, except maybe one, and I'll get to that in just a minute,
okay.
Each one is a story. Like you've got Get Up, Get Up, Get Out of Here. Well, who's that about? Bob Uecker, right?
That's right.
Each of them, and you mentioned Charlie Pride. Yeah. That song, you've got a song telling the story. These are storytelling songs.
That's right. Yeah, I have. I started thinking about most of these songs start with in 1897 or in 1966. It definitely has like a narrative historical feel to wanting to tell a story of how these connections happened and why.
All right. Now, I said there's one exception that's maybe you always need that like anthem song, right, for your team. And the title track, Fear the Beer, I think fits the bill. Here's a listen.
Fear the beer, there ain't a slogan truer.
All right, tell us a little bit about your title track there.
When I started writing songs, and it starts with, for me, my process is I get to open a Google Doc, and I just start typing ideas of songs, and it usually starts with song titles. Then I start fleshing that out a little bit with what would verse one be, what would verse two be about, what verse three be about. And as I started writing songs, the list, I started needing words that rhyme with brewers. And so at the bottom of this, what ended up being probably like a 60, 70 page list, word doc, I started just writing words that rhyme with brewers. And I wrote a whole bunch of them. And then I looked at the bottom of that list and I thought, well, now I've got like 60 words that rhyme with brewers. I didn't think there were that many. What if I just use a song where every single line rhymes with brewers? And that's just how Fear the Beer came about.
Now, I mentioned the Bob Uecker song, and I imagine as you started to think, okay, what are my songs going to be about, you got to have a Bob Uecker song.
His voice on the radio, just a bit outside, inning after inning, his calls brought out the smile. Get up, get up, get out of here, the legend lives on. Too far away. Uecker's still with us each and every game, each and every play.
Bob Uecker was the reason I became a Brewers fan.
Wow.
I grew up in St. Louis, was a huge Cardinals fan until I moved to Kansas. And that coincided with April 1st of 1987 when the Cardinals traded Andy Van Slyke to the Pirates. So now I moved away from the stadium and I lost my favorite baseball player to Pittsburgh. I just became a Pirates fan. And then I moved to Boston. And Boston was when the 2004 World Series was coming about and breaking of the curse. And I got really excited about the Red Sox. So I went to all those games. Huge Red Sox fan. And then when I moved here, which was 8.5 years ago, to Wisconsin, I thought, well, I love the Red Sox, but Bob Uecker is so great, and I could really just listen to him tell stories all the time. So I started just listening at night to the Brewers games and loving them, and eventually started going to Brewers games, and he won me over. So I wanted to write a tribute for him, but the idea was to have a clip from him in 1982 ALCS call. It's my favorite of his. It wasn't his favorite, but my favorite, because he's basically in tears when they go to the World Series for the first time. He's screaming about the fans running on the field. It's pandemonium. It's pandemonium. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I cut up that clip to fit perfectly in the solo. And I was going to have that. And I asked the Brewers and I talked to their legal and they said, we can't give you permission to do that. And I'm devastated because the song was for that purpose. But my wife convinced me the song holds up on its own, and I still want to send it to Bob Uecker's family, and I still just want to pay my tributes to Bob Uecker.
We're talking to the musician Nate Gibson about his new album celebrating the Brewers' hot season. It's called Fear the Beer, a musical salute to the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, you've got another person honored in this, so the song is This Bud's for You. It's not about Bud the Beer. Let's give a listen.
Well, Milwaukee's been home to lots who brew their own beer, but I think we owe a song to Bud because he brought the Brewers here.
So that Bud is Bud Selig, of course, who brought the Brewers to Milwaukee. Famous around the country. I mean, he ended up being the Major League Baseball commissioner. But you're focused on his, of course, his Milwaukee connection there.
That's right. I just thought it would be hilarious. It's not really needling Milwaukee fans, but it's funny for those who would just hear song about Schlitz and Blatz and Pabst and Miller High Life and all these brews, and then have the song called This Bud's for You. It just seems so... not right. but yeah, it's a tribute to Bud Selig and all the great stuff he did for Milwaukee.
Now, you tackle the one of the seventh inning stretch songs, not Take Me Out to the Ball Game, though.
Well, I love that the Brewers don't do that. Everybody does Take Me Out to the Ball Game except for Milwaukee Brewers. They do a roll out the beer barrel polka. Mm-hmm. And I love that they do it. It's so Wisconsin and it's so perfect. So yeah, we had to do that.
Now, sometimes when there is Brewer fever or whatever sports team fever, some of these songs catch on. Now, you're just releasing these now. Are you hoping that people are going to take these songs and run with them? And are you talking to the Brewers like, hey, guys, I got all these songs if you want to play them at this, you know, during a game?
You know, and I read about Terry Cashman. Terry Cashman wrote the song Talkin' Baseball. It's probably the most famous baseball mm-hmm. song out there. And he wrote that song for Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. But it was so popular that... he ended up re-recording it for every single Major League Baseball team. And then he recorded albums of, and it's the same backing track on every one, but he recorded something like 40 different versions of that same song, just with different players' names. And his whole intent in doing that was to meet the players. And so that he actually did. He got to sing that song at the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. So I don't actually have any grand expectations, but if this means that the Brewers heard this and they liked it, and I got to perform at a Brewers game, in the lobby, in the bar somewhere. I don't know. Just somehow could be part of the Brewers experience. That would be a thrill for me. And if people listen to this record and they like it, I think it's an upgrade from Turning Up the Heat. I think it's a...
it is. I mean, I know the song. It is an upgrade, definitely, yeah. Having listened to yours versus that. Live performances, whether or not you get to play, you know, at a game, do you think you might take this to shows here in Wisconsin and bring in a band and actually perform these guys live?
Yeah, I have to talk about it. I do have a band, Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. We recently played Stoughton Opera House and the Hamill Center and in Baraboo at the Al Ringling Theater. We've done some fun shows, but we have a thing. We do a lot of Star Day songs. We do a lot of originals, mm-hmm. a lot of honky tonk and Western swing. We'd have to get together and work for a while to put together a whole Brewer show. But solo performances and maybe with a couple friends, a smaller thing, I'm certainly open to. I haven't booked any baseball gigs yet, but I'm ready.
Now, you brought a prototype of the new album here, right? What do we have?
That's right. The CD actually is being printed by Super Duper here in Madison, and they are going to have it to me in my hand by Friday. And I got confirmation of that today. So I'm so excited. Friday, I wanted to get it done before the playoffs. I didn't want it to be like a, ha-ha, we beat everybody and we're the winners. I also didn't want to, if something happened, I didn't want to have to like shelf this and not do it. I thought, I'm doing this before. So it is going to come out during the regular season. And it's sort of a soundtrack to the playoffs.
So do you have a next Brewers project in mind? I don't want to, or maybe would you branch out to the Packers, or this is like a once in a lifetime kind of thing?
Well, I think this is niche, mm-hmm. and I think, making an entire country album about the Brewers is somewhat niche because you have to find the Brewers fans who are country music fans as well. But it's a slice of me. And so I hope that I'm doing this because right now, it's easy to get bogged down, to get stressed, to feel anxiety, and to read the news and just withdraw and become reclusive. And this was my way of celebrating what brings me joy. And so it's an insight, I think, into my life. I love country music. I love the Brewers. And I don't see myself necessarily doing another one because I also, I love root beer. So maybe the next thing I do is a concept album about different root beers. But I also just love writing songs about records. And I love performing with the Stardazers. And yeah, so I don't know what's next. But this was a fun sort of insight into my joy.
Nate, congratulations on the album, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rob. I really appreciate it.
That was Nate Gibson, archivist and musician based in Madison. I talked to him last week about his brand new country album, Fear the Beer, a musical salute to the Milwaukee Brewers, going out on another one of those songs called Road to the World Series.